זה שאת אחרי 918, אתה משיג גבול, אתה לא תושב של הלום.
هذا وطننا والله أملاكنا ومش راحين نتحركنا إن كان يقتلونا ويذبحونا مش راحين نتحركنا
If we go to film, they beat us and attack us. People are not allowed to go graze their sheep. They're not allowed to go to school. They're not allowed to move any place. And even if the army not preventing them, they'll be afraid because there are tanks moving around, bulldozers and soldiers shooting, and they're bombing. And this is violating the international law and human rights law because the communities were existing since hundreds of years in Masafir Yatta. We have our traditions, our whole community, our homes, our land, our simple life that our grandparents used to live.
عيش انت انا من يوم امي جابتني وانا عايش في هالطور. هذا الطور لعيلتي. طيب تهي هذا النضال هناك مسكت راسه.
It's every day we have to face soldiers and settlers attacks or physically attacked by settlers, harassments also against us, against our shepherds, against school students. Also soldiers come or doing training in the communities or coming to demolish our homes. This I've been witnessing and documenting almost all my life. We don't have much power, but we are using every single thing that we can to stop this. We are here to fight and to resist for our rights.
والله ما خلصت والله ما عذبونا ما خلصت واحنا قاعدين هنا وهم يعذبوا فينا
trainings that and the military exercising that they're doing it brought a lot of fear because they're bombing, they're shooting, they go with tanks nearby the houses. We believe that the if there is a hope to stop this should come from the international community, and we want our voices, our stories, our videos, our articles to reach those people. So we still have the hope because we believe that we hold the right, and the right should win in the end.